You're listening to SBS News.
It's barely been out of the headlines, the Strait of Hormuz, the gateway for much of the world's oil. And now Australian Defence Force personnel are to be deployed to help guard the passage of oil tankers in the waterway dubbed the most dangerous place on Earth. While the government maintains there is an international right for free movement, an expert in international law is questioning the legal basis for Australia's involvement. Professor Don Rothwell believes Iran will react negatively to Australia's presence and fears it may push back.
There's no United Nations Security Council resolution which is authorising this US-led deployment in the Strait of Hormuz. There's also no clear legal basis under the international law of the sea, notwithstanding what the Prime Minister said about using Australian military assets to escort vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. If the current tensions continue, certainly ADF personnel could be facing a fairly hostile maritime environment in terms of escorting foreign vessels through the straits.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there is national interest in helping protect the shipment of the world's oil supplies.
Now, this is a modest, meaningful, and time-limited contribution that we are seeking to make to this international effort to ensure we maintain free flow of commerce and freedom of navigation, which is essential to our security and to our economy. Because Australia will defend our interests wherever they may be under threat, we will always work closely with our international allies and partners, and we are steadfast as a regional partner.
Labor Shadow Defence Minister Richard Marles says the opposition is behind the deployment.
Freedom of navigation for Australia as a trading island nation is completely central to our national interest. The vast bulk of our trade goes by sea, and trade forms a very large part of our national economy.
And those Army, Navy and Air Force personnel who will be sent to Hormuz will face the inevitable separation of serving men and women and will miss out on important milestones in contact with their loved ones. Defence Force Welfare Association National President Cal Ryan says the government must support those being deployed.
It does mean that the government has to be conscious of looking after not only those who are deployed, but also the families who have left behind. Not only in the short term while that separation has occurred, but in the long term if there are injuries or illnesses or whatever.
The Australian involvement in the Strait of Hormuz will commence before the end of the year. Tom Stainer, SBS News.